Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Work. I get up and nothing gets me down. You got it tough. I seen the toughest all around.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm talking about the breach, the Equifax breach. I was talking about that in the previous segment. It's just you and me, by the way. And I was just talking about the fact that they now, 143 million Americans have all the information that anybody needs to run your life. The bad guys have that now. 143 million. More information, in my opinion, more information per account, per person, than any other breach. So I think this is going to wind up being the worst. Now, what would be worse than this? Let's say it would be if one of the big financial houses got breached like that, and they actually have money in their accounts. They have to have assets. At least with the Equifax, they're only reporting credit, and somebody has to go and apply for credit and get the money, whereas if somebody broke into one of the big financial houses like Fidelity. I've got an account with Fidelity. Nothing. I'm sure they're fine. But if somehow they had a similar breach, or one of their competitors had a similar breach, well, they could get in and get whatever's inside there. So, folks, we have to. This is heating up more and more. This is getting more and more intense, and we've got to start. We can't be cavalier. We can't be sort of laid back about the security. We got to start asking people. We got to start demanding from organizations that want to take our information. What are you doing about this? And I'll tell you what else. You got to stop giving it to people who don't deserve it. I have a little antenna for some reason. I have an antenna that runs up whenever somebody starts asking me for information. Like if I'm opening an account with some vendor, some company, and they start asking me for information that's outside of what it takes to do business with them, I just go away. I just shut it down and I move on. I don't give them information that they don't need. We all need to start thinking about that. Don't give companies where you buy shoes or hunting equipment or golf, whatever you're buying, don't give those people information that they don't need. I'll tell you something else that I do. I use PayPal to buy a lot of my stuff. And now if PayPal has a breach, I got a problem in some ways, but I use PayPal because I can disconnect from the company and go to PayPal, and there's a firewall between PayPal and that company. And now it's just between me and PayPal. All that other company knows is they're going to get their money from PayPal and send me my stuff, rather than me giving that company my credit card information. See what I'm getting at? Now, I don't do that in every case, but a lot of times, especially if I don't know the company, if it's some one-off thing, I will use PayPal because that gives me I feel that gives me a little bit of protection, a little bit of an extra firewall between that company and a lot of these smaller companies don't have the same, they may not have the same protection that a bigger company has. Even Equifax couldn't keep people out, right? So that's one thing to think about. But folks, there are other things coming down the pike. Hopefully technology will solve this. We're going to have the technological capability to increase layers of protection. We're going to have to work on this. We're going to have, you know, there are people who have infrared finger scanners. There's retina scanners. There's all kinds of other ways that the technology is going to have to be developed to defeat the bad guys. But as long as we don't have that, there are people out there all over this world who are making it a living out of stealing your stuff. And they're going after it, whether it be to hold your business hostage because somebody in your company opened up a phishing email and locked up all your computers, or a robot did that, but are they actually spend time with their smartest people going after a company like Yahoo or like Sony or like Equifax? What was the other one? Another breach. Was it yesterday? I'm trying to remember who else had a breach recently. Oh, the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. Didn't they have a breach? Did I see that? So this is, we're going to all have to become smarter and demand more performance out of the people we do business with, because this is starting to get out of hand. This Equifax thing, I still say we don't know how bad that really is. Got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
And I'll have to stay strong, whether they're right or wrong. At least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.